This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Dan Menigan's in. Meredith, taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. Paul Hoynes from Cleveland.com covers the Guardians. Plain Dealer, going to join us at 1:20. And coming up in about 18 minutes, Jake Christensen from the Columbus Blue Jackets. He's a defenseman, is going to join us. We're certainly going to talk to him about what happened last night, Canada beating the USA in the Four Nations Cup. And Jake is from Canada. But we're also going to talk to him about a big event coming to Ohio Stadium. Ohio State rolling out a hockey rink for the 2025 Stadium Series. Blue Jackets taking on the Red Wings. So that's coming up.
We will allow a mild victory lap, but if it gets too far, there will be pushback.
BA was bummed that, the USA lost. I just enjoyed watching a really fun game. So there's that. The New York Yankees today rolled out, hey, we know Dad, George Steinbrenner, never wanted facial hair or long hair. We're changing that. Hal Steinbrenner, George's son, says, well-groomed beards now allowed for the New York Yankees. That spinning you here is Babe Ruth spinning in his grave. Or George, perhaps.
George. Yeah. Yep.
What do you think of this?
I think it's about freaking time. I've thought this was one of the most stuck-up rules in all of baseball, and it's put one of the things that I would perpetually point to when it came to making fun of the Yankees and my general, we're too fancy for facial hair. This is the pinnacle for your dirty facial hair.
Was that John Sterling doing a facial hair rant kind of thing?
I don't know. It was meant to be uppity. I just went for uppity. It was the dumbest rule. It used to drive me nuts with the Yankees. I thought it was so stupid that people would have to show up and shave their goatees off and shave their beards off. I thought it was ridiculous. I thought it was just uncalled for, absolutely. And I am thrilled that this is no longer a thing, though I'm slightly bummed because I can no longer make fun of them for it.
I didn't mind it.
Really?
You know why? Because I just always thought...
Because you'd look at me every day and say, God, that guy's a slob.
No, I'm like BA when he was 21. I can't grow a beard. I've tried. I get about 2 weeks in. I'm like, I just look like a moron, and I shave it off. I've never bothered to try to let it go further because I just look terrible.
If it makes you feel any better, Jeff, I can't grow a beard either.
Meredith, thank you. That helps a lot. That helps a lot. I've never minded that. I just always thought, kind of cool the Yankees do something like that, as if they, you know, the pinstripes aren't enough, they did that. I get it, though. I will tell you the one thing that drives me nuts, and it's not because I can't grow a beard, and it's not because these guys can. Some of the beards you see in Major League Baseball, every time I see them, I think this. Oh, my God, how do you play baseball in the middle of the summer when it's 90 degrees and humid with that on your face? It's that. It's not like I think you look bad. It's not up for me to say they look bad. If they want to grow a beard like that, that's great. I just think,
How do you do that? That's got to be awful. It's got to be awful. You grow a beard. Sometimes your beard gets pretty thick.
A little longer than it should, yeah.
In the summertime, does it drive you nuts?
No. It actually breathes pretty well, I must say. It doesn't, like, cause any extra humidity or anything like that, or I find myself sweating any more.
There's no rash underneath it or anything like that?
Well, mostly that I can cover up, though.
Nice.
But no, not really.
Seriously, some of these guys look like they're in ZZ Top playing baseball.
Yes.
And it's like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
I would think, because, you know, baseball being a summer sport and being so hot, and you're wearing, you know, it's not like you're wearing a track uniform. You're wearing a full uniform.
Right.
You're wearing a hat on top of your head if you've got tons of hair. I just always thought baseball in the summertime would be the perfect sport to make sure you don't have a beard and to make sure you have a haircut, because it's so dang hot most of the time.
The haircut for me was always more important, because that got hot. But the beard never bothered me as much. Okay. Not to mention, I always liked it. Like, it, you know, we've been moving in and out of hockey all day today, because that's just been the big thing that's going. The hockey beard was always a thing. The baseball beard was always a thing. And I always thought it was kind of lame that the Yankees could never do any kind of a baseball beard, you know, and do that as a team bonding or anything like that, you know, because we're Yankees. We can't have that.
I understood the concept, though. George Steinbrenner wanted his players to look what he considered, and whether he's right or not, more professional, clean cut. He had an image that he wanted to portray. Whether you agree or not, I think you get it. You know, you knew what he was after. Whether you agree or not is another question. But that's changing now. What if teams mandated, and because I've always wondered this, like I know a college baseball team, numerous college baseball teams, you're not allowed to have facial hair and you have to have a haircut. You know, hair at least kind of like off your collar or something decent.
Really?
I get that. You know, you're representing your university and your coaching staff. I don't have a problem with that. What if a team, and think of Major League Baseball today, what if a team mandated, we're pulling our pants up, we're not going to have pants bagged up down around our shoes, we're going to show the stirrups? And said, you have to do that. I don't know of any major league team. I don't know of any. I know some high school teams, you know, mandate that. They but most major league teams, in fact, I think all, allow a team, you know, a player to decide. It's not a team decision.
Yeah, do I wear high socks? Do I? Yeah.
And it's supposed to be a uniform, so I would understand if they did, because isn't it supposed to be uniform?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from, and I can see where that would make sense. But I kind of like the fact that there's a level of personality that comes inside of, you know, still maintaining the level of uniform. You know, I know it ticks off a lot of people. Marcelo Ozuna is a perfect example, because he's notorious for always having the highlighter yellow arm sleeve, no matter which team he's playing for. Now, that's not a registered color with any of those teams, but he always has that highlighter yellow arm sleeve. I think Lindor does that too. And there's a couple of guys that are notorious for doing things along those lines,
yeah,
where they're still within the confines of the uniform, but there's a level of individualness to it, or individuality, I should say. And I've always liked that thought. And so I think I'd be grumpy over what you just tossed out. Though I agree and think of exactly what you are saying. Like, I understand it. I think it's just one of those that would fall under the no facial hair thing because I like that individuality inside of a team game.
I like the look of the pants, you know, somewhere down around the knee and then seeing the high socks. The difference in the color. I like it a lot. Think of the NFL. You know, the NFL mandates that. Because in college football, guys aren't wearing socks. You know, their lower legs are exposed. In fact, you see so many college football players now wearing shorts, basically.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's cut above the knee. And then their legs are exposed, which I've always thought, shouldn't you have some kind of calf pad on or something? But the NFL actually hires former players and others to be the uniform police on game day. Mm-hmm. And if guys aren't wearing their socks and seeing the exposed socks, because that's a different look.
Right.
I think it's a cooler look. I think it's a cleaner look. But, you know, the college kids wear stuff like crazy.
Oh, goodness. Oh, there are some of them who have like three quarters of a shirt going.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane what they're, which if I had abs like that, I would also have three quarters of a shirt going. But, you know, the standard body structure I'm working under, they don't make clothes wide enough.
All right. Do you miss this? I was watching the Cavs Nets last night. Man, there are so many different color shoes on these guys.
Love it.
And I can't. Some days I love it, and other days I think, man, I wish they were all wearing wine-colored shoes. I wish the Nets were all wearing black or white shoes. And in other days I think, oh, my goodness, look, somebody's wearing a highlighter on his feet. That's cool. So on that one, I go back and forth, but the idea of the same color shoe, the NBA threw that away because I think that was just pressure from the players because their, you know, shoes are a big deal.
Absolutely.
And they're selling them. You know, they're marketing their own shoes. So I get that. But the idea that the Yankees backed off on this policy just had me thinking about a lot of things that teams do uniform-wise, look-wise, everything else.
I like the individual. Again, I like that little bit of individuality inside of a uniform. Where it's still like, yes, I'm a part of a team. Yes, I identify as a part of a team, but I'm also an individual in there.
Football players can wear different color shoes.
Right. Right. They can. Yes, they can. They can. I was trying to
know
think of my
because
head because
I identify my fantasy wide receivers based on their shoes. Where's Devontae on the field? He's in green shoes.
It's so funny you say that because soccer players are notorious for something similar to that so that they stood out. Like Jossy Zardes, who played for Columbus Crew for a little while, was also with the U.S. national team. But he had a mohawk, and he would dye it bright yellow, and at one point he would bleach it. And at one time they asked him, why do you do that? And he said, because my grandmother couldn't find me on TV. And he goes, so I started bleaching my hair so that my grandmother could find me when I was playing.
That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's what that always reminds me of when I hear that is Jossy Zardes with that bleach mohawk going, yeah, so my grandma could find me on TV.
I don't think if like a baseball team came in and tried to mandate we're all going to wear high socks, I don't think that flies.
I don't think it would fly either. Now, on the uniform front, did you see they're going back to the old uniforms?
Yeah, the ones that
don't rip in the all over the place.
Don't
yes.
rip and everything else.
And but the letters are a normal size, and the numbers don't look like somebody ironed them on or that they were stickers.
Okay, can I? I don't want to make you mad here.
Of course.
I never noticed much of a difference with the other uniforms. There, you could see through, you could see jerseys in the pants, which was bad, and
yeah,
maybe some other things you weren't supposed to see.
Yes.
That wasn't good.
Saw more of Shohei Ohtani than I ever wanted to.
I know Andy was completely distraught about the smaller letters on the name. Well, some teams, the Yankees still don't put names on the back of the home jerseys.
Well, they went back on the... Right?
On
facial
any of
hair
them.
Policy, give it
so
time.
Maybe, you never know. There are all kinds of things.
In 2058, they might have them back there. Everyone else will have some other identifying feature. 2058, they'll go, all right, fine. We'll allow initials on the back of our jerseys. We can't give you people too much. Allow an initial.
An initial.
But I am a fan, and I know it didn't drive you quite as nuts. The stuff that was doing me in was when guys would slide home and they would rip their pants. And then they would have to wear like last year's pants because they didn't have enough of this year's pants because they ripped them. Like that was the kind of stuff where I was like, what are we doing here? This isn't a little league tournament. We can have pants.
Even though guys aren't wearing flannel anymore, baseball stuff's heavy. And so I'm sure that the manufacturer was trying to think, let's, you know, like Costanza on Seinfeld. Same thing.
Cotton uniforms. Cotton uniforms.
They were trying to find something that might be more comfortable and everything else. And, you know, if you think about baseball uniforms, the look hasn't changed that much.
No.
You know, in, what, 100 years?
Yeah, they've been about the same since then. You're right.
So it's, though it's, obviously there have been advances and everything else, they still kind of look the same.
Right. I'm thrilled they went back, because it sounded like they actually went back to even tailoring the pants and all that kind of stuff. So everybody's going to, it's going to look cleaner. It's going to look better. I'm thrilled more than anything that not only Major League Baseball, but Nike as well went, oops, and then changed it.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like when Spalding messed with the basketball and everybody was complaining about how it was cutting up their fingers and all that kind of stuff.
It had something to it that it wasn't leather, but it was kind of messing with their fingertips.
Yeah. Steve Nash was always complaining about it.
So
and
was
like,
LeBron.
And they kind of threw their hands up and were like, oops, and changed it back. And that's where I'll give them credit, is instead of going, like, shoving it down their throats and going, oh, no, we're going to make this work. They went, oops, all right, let's get back to what we know. Let's get back to what we do, because it worked well.
And one thought about that, and one thought about the basketball. Ask your workforce. Ask the players. Hey, do you like the basketball? Do we need a new one? Nope. Okay. If it ain't broke.
What a crazy concept, right? What a crazy concept. Hey, you guys who use these things every single day.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
You good with this?
Jake Christensen is a defenseman for the Columbus Blue Jackets. His team going to play outside coming up on March 1st, Stadium Series 2025 against the Red Wings at Ohio Stadium. They're playing in the Shoe. Anxious to hear what he thinks about that. Anxious to hear what he thinks about what happened last night. His Canadian team beating Team USA. Jake's next. Paul Hoynes coming up at 1:20 on Baskin and Phelps.